Where's the beer? Whose bland life is it anyway? In association with Sterling Creations and VIP Tech Productions present Ask Donna. Donna Jordan answers your questions and offers you tips and tricks on being an author, an expert, sight loss coach, and an advocate.
Hello, hello, hello. It's Donna J. Jodhan, and welcome to the second week of my July show, Ask Donna. I hope that everybody is enjoying the month of July. It's not a bad month thus far. Nice warm weather, and we are, you know, continuing to enjoy the summer. This is what summer is for. Enjoy the outdoors, enjoy all the sounds and smells and tastes and touches of the month of July. I'd like to thank all of those who continue to listen to me, and thank you for your feedback, your thoughts, your suggestions, your comments, be they good, not so good, bad, you know, it all goes into the great salad bowl, as I like to refer to it. A solid bowl of flavors, of suggestions, of feedback, of thoughts, of comments. Because it is only through you and with you that I can continue to bring you or share with you tips that I have gathered over the years. And I have lots and lots of tips to share with you. And I enjoy doing this. Ask Donna has been on the air now since, I think it was last February 2022. We took a break in April and May. We came back last month and we're here again for this. So folks, thank you very, very much for being a part of my show. And thank you to my dear friend Victor for giving me this opportunity. You know, I want to let you know about my special offer that has been going on now for the last 2 months. If you'd like to share something about yourself, about someone else, a friend or a family member, or tell us about something you think we should know about. It could be anything. It could be a piece of news, a piece of information, anything at all that you wish to share. Please send your email or your submission of no more than 150 words to AskDonna on blindlife@gmail.com. My editors and I will review your submission, and if it is chosen, as long as it's a clean submission with no foul language, it will be chosen. You have a choice of wanting your submission to be read out by me on either two of my Dining with Donna shows, or two of my Ask Donna shows, or one each of my Ask Donna show or Dining with Donna show. So first you send in your submission, next we review it. Then we notify you that your submission has been accepted. Then you would submit your payment to us, $5 for the month, to PayPal@DonnaJodhan.com. That is PayPal@DonnaJodhan.com. And we will then announce your submissions on our shows as you have directed us. And that's it. When we receive your payment, we announce it. But first, you've got to send in your payment to AskDonna on blindlife@gmail.com. All right, so what do we have in store this week for Ask the Coach? All right, so let's take a look. Let's dive into the bag here. if, and this is all taken, you know, these are all tips that we gather every month and we share them with you. Okay? They're tips from my Did You Know Diary, a bit of this and a bit of that, from my Donna's Did You Know Diary. Alright, here comes the first tip. If you're looking to save on your electricity bill, then you should be mindful of the following. Do your laundry and your dishwashing before 8 a.m. in the morning and between 7 p.m. and 7 a.m. Okay? So instead of saying do it before 8 a.m. in the morning, I'll say do it between 7 p.m. and 7 a.m. in the morning. Here's another tip. It's all about boiling rice. If you want to take the starch out of your rice, here's what you do. You boil your rice, then you strain your rice under a tap of cold water. You strain your rice. Then you allow your rice to drain. Then you put it into a bowl. If you want to put it back into the pot that where you boiled your rice, make sure that you have rinsed your pot first before putting the strained rice back into your pot. Okay. Here's another tip about boiling pasta. To obtain the best flavor for boiling pasta, here's what you do. You boil your pasta with a tip of oil in your pasta, in the water when you're boiling your pasta. And then, when you drain your pasta, make sure that you don't drain all of the starch out of your pasta, because starch retains the flavor of your pasta. Okay. Do not strain the pasta after it is boiled. Unlike rice, where you strain the rice, in the case of pasta, you do not strain your pasta. Okay? How about using a rubber band in your kitchen? My granny taught me this trick. If you don't have a bottle opener on hand, you take a rubber band, you double it, place it around the fork of your bottle, and you turn it clockwise, and bingo, or press it. The rubber band acts as a grip, where you can grip the cork of your bottle, and you will see how this works. I use it all the time. Sometimes when I'm too lazy to go get my bottle opener, I use that. You can also use it for a jar. Okay? If you don't have a bottle opener or a jar opener handy, use the good old rubber band. Alright, let's see. How do you keep your wine well stored? Be careful with your bottle when it comes to storing in your bottle of wine, okay? Humidity, temperature, and light, okay? And the movement as well. Make sure it's stored in a dark place. Make sure it's not too humid. Make sure that the temperature is not too hot. Okay? Don't keep your bottles of wine under too much humidity. At the right temperature, not too warm. Try to keep your bottles of wine in one spot. Do not be moving it up and down the stairs, basement, the kitchen, the living room. Make sure you have it in one place. not too much light. And the suggested best place to store your wine? In your basement. Okay? How about a tip on your furnace? I know it's the summertime, but it's never too early to talk about one furnace. Clean regularly and keep it turned down. Okay? Keep it turned down at night. Okay? And another tip on saving electricity. Turn on lights when entering your room, but turn them off when leaving your room. Okay? Turn them on when leaving your room. Turn them on when entering your room. Turn them off when leaving your room. And here are some food tips for you. Do not leave leftovers out for too long, as they will start to gather unnecessary and unwanted bacteria. Put it away as soon as you can after you finish eating. Make sure it's cool before you put it away. Start to wait for it to cool. Very important. If you put hot food away into your fridge as soon as you have finished eating or into your freezer, it's not going to last very long. And how about washing our meat before cooking? If you do that, if you wash your meat before cooking, you run the risk of splashing unwanted and unnecessary bacteria all around the kitchen. Okay? And for this week, I have pulled some questions that were asked of me for this month, and I'm going to share them with you. These questions come from anywhere and everywhere, from Canada, the United States, as far away as Europe, and other places around the world. So here are the three questions that I pulled for you. This one comes from a lady by the name of Frida, and she would like to know, what should she pack in her carry-on as opposed to packing in her suitcase? What comes to my mind is that in your carry-on, pack all your prescription medication. I never pack prescription medication in my suitcase for fear that if my suitcase is lost, then my medication is also lost. So I pack that in my carry-on. I also pack medication, I call it emergency medication. You know, things to deal with an upset stomach, diarrhea, nauseousness, headaches, you know, all those little pills, you pack that in your carry-on. Of course, you can also pack your eye devices, either your computer, your laptop computer, or your iPhone. Or you might prefer to have your iPhone in your purse, I don't really know, but I put mine in my purse. But some people pack their iPad and their laptop, of course, in their carry-on. Also pack maybe, or try to keep cram into there a change of clothes. You never know if your suitcase gets lost, and you want to pack something that you can change into, you know, maybe your underwear, a pair of pajamas. If you could cram it in, that is, you put it into there, okay? These are just some suggestions on what people should pack into your carry-on as opposed to your suitcase. Alright, here's the next question. This comes from a lady by the name of Tia, and she's looking for travel essentials. And again, looking back at what I just told you about what you put into your carry-on. Anything you put into your carry-on, I call them travel essentials. But I will add to this, make sure you have your passport, make sure you have your credit card, make sure that you have the appropriate visas if you need them for entering a country if you're traveling overseas. Okay? So in addition to your prescription medication and your emergency medication, you still might want to pack what I call your COVID essentials. You know, like hand sanitizers or some wet wipes and some facial tissues. You can, use all of this as your travel essential. All right? And this one comes from Tina, who wants to know what she should put in her purse as opposed to her carry-on. Again, it all depends on one's preferences, but I'll tell you what I put into my purse. I put my passport, my necessary papers for traveling, I put a brush, I put hand sanitizer, some wet ones, packages of wet ones, those pocket packages, hand sanitizer, those small hand sanitizers, my iPhone, like I said, a hairbrush. I cram all this into my purse. I think those are the things. Oh, I better not forget to cram into my purse some Lifesaver candy and some chapsticks as well. Okay, and you could put in your makeup if you wanted to do that. I'd put that into my purse if I wanted to. All right then. If, let me see here. If you'd like to know more about my Ask a Coach information, please visit www.donnajohnhen.com and access the coach page. Alright? And there you'll see a bunch of tips from me and offers from me. Okay? Okay. You can also visit me at www.thrillingcreations.ca and have a look at the Ask an Author page or Ask the Expert page. Okay? All right. Okay. Let's go now to my mental stretch for the week. And for this week, we're going to concentrate on the sense, using the sense of smell. As I keep on mentioning, my mental stretch is one that you can do at any time of the day. First thing in the morning, before breakfast, mid-morning, just before lunch, after lunch, in the afternoon, before going to bed. A mental stretch is extremely flexible. You can do it for any length of time, however long you wish to have it or however short. You can use it in a variety of ways. I think it's a great tool to add to your toolkit of dealing with such things as anxiety, depression, time crunches, schedules, when something is a bit aggravating or unhappy for you, you can whip out my mental stretch and use it. And it's all about using your mind and imagination to clear them of cobwebs and clutter and to spark and stimulate your creative juices. I've been using this for many years now, and many of my associates have come back to me telling me how much they enjoy using it and how effective it is. You know, we need to take care of our mental health. It's not just about stretching the arms and the legs and the back and the tummy and the toes and the fingers. It's the mental stretch. Just think about it. Just sit in a quiet spot or lie in your bed or find a bench in the park for this month. A quiet place. Or you could be walking along the beach or walking in the park or walking on the street. My mental stretch is very, very, very flexible. All right. So for this week, we're going to use the sense of smell. And I'm going to reiterate that you could use the sense of smell in combination with any other scent. Last week, we used the sense of hearing. For this week, it's the sense of smell. All right. Okay. Think of this. The smell of fresh laundry hanging on the line. And you're going to say to me, oh, I don't have a clothesline to hang my laundry. Just imagine it. Think of it. You've just done your laundry and you've hung it out on the line to dry. It could be outdoors, it could be in your bathroom that your clothesline is located. The smell, the fragrant smell of your laundry on a clothesline. Even downy, fleecy, any of those fabric softeners that emit fragrant sense of smell. Think of that on the clothesline. And at the same time, think of your clothes flapping freely on your clothesline out in your backyard or in your garden. Think of fresh sheets on your bed. The fragrance of fresh sheets on your bed. Yes, indeed. You have fresh sheets on your bed that you just laundered. You put them on your bed. It's the smell of, you know, the fragrance of those sheets that you just laundered. Or, you know what? How about this? Washing your sneakers. You just washed your sneakers in some laundry detergent. That tickles your nostrils, doesn't it? All of my suggestions tickle your nostrils. Clear your mind and your imagination and spark and stimulate your creative juices. I sometimes use any of these three suggestions to help me clear my mind and imagination and to stimulate and spark my creative juices. It tickles the nostrils. Try it out, please, and see how you feel. All right. Send me an email on askdonna@blindlife.com with your thoughts, your suggestions, or your feedback. And don't forget my special $5 monthly offer, okay? Where you can send me your submission as long as it's clean and does not contain any foul language. My editors and I will be pleased to approve it. When we approve it, we will send you a notification of approval. You will then send us your payment of $5 for the month to paypal@donnajohnhan.com. That's paypal@donnajohnhan.com. So send it to askdonna@blindlife.gmail.com. Okay? And you would have a choice of asking us to announce your submission either on two of my Dining with Donna shows or two of my Ask Donna shows or one of each. Okay? Three choices for you and very affordable. Please send us your email. Looking forward to getting them. So I'm going to close my Ask Donna show for this week with my virtual bento basket. How about a summer picnic basket? Maybe similar to last week's basket for the backyard, but you know what? It's okay. Summer picnic basket. I'm going to put into it some finger sandwiches, egg, tuna, and chicken. I'm going to put into it a nice green salad. I'm going to put into it a fresh fruit salad. Yeah. I'm going to put into it some slices of lemon cake. Some chocolate chip cookies. I'm sending you all with lots of great things for your summer picnic this week. And let's not forget the drink. Lemonade is my favorite, or iced tea. Cool thermoses of cool light some cool lemonade or some cool iced tea. All right? So there you go, folks. That's my bento basket for this week. Finger sandwiches, cookies, cake, lemonade, iced tea, green salad, fruit salad. I think I'm going to add some fried chicken. Okay, that's a bulging basket for this week. Folks, thank you very, very, very much for tuning in again this week. Thank you, Victor. I wish you a great rest of the day, a great rest of the week, and I will see you next week. Take care and bye.
Tune in every Wednesday mornings at 10:30 a.m. Eastern, 7:30 a.m. Pacific for Ask Donna on Whose Blind Life Is It Anyway?